Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, May 30th. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast and the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a legal advanced deposit wagering company, ADW, covering most tracks in North America with lots of benefits and tools for the better, amwager.com. You can get the written version of this podcast by going to Amwager and clicking on How to Bet or Ella Starr's blog in the handicapping section. We're going to start with the Honeymoon Stakes, Race 7 at Santa Anita on Saturday, May 30th, with a post of 6:30 Eastern and 3:30 Pacific. Parcours may have a significant edge over the other eight fillies in this field, as she's very likely the lone frontrunner in the group. That makes her the one to beat. In her third career start last December, first on turf, first around two turns, Parcours established a clear lead before the field had rounded the first turn and went into cruising mode, giving no other horse in the field of 12 a chance to get close while coasting home by 2.5 lengths. She never made the lead in the Blue Norther in her next start, but after a three-month rest, returned to win even more easily on March 22nd. In that race, Mike Smith rode her for the first time, and by the time the field had run a half mile, Parcours was in front by 4 lengths, widening to a 6th-length margin before coasting home by 3 and change. Considering the improvement expected of her in her second start as a 3-year-old and the lack of any serious early challengers, Parcours appears pretty likely to successfully play Come Catch Me with this field to earn her first stakes win. Laura's Light disappointed as the odds-on favorite in the Bourbonnet Oaks Stakes at Turfway Park in March, her first start outside of California and first two-turn race on an all-weather surface. Prior to that, Laura's Light had run extremely well in all three races on grass. First, she finished second in the Jimmy Durante in November with a 97 figure, then improved to a 103 figure, winning the Blue Norther Stakes 1 month later. Cutting back a distance to a sprint, Laura's Light ran a strong race from closing from 3rd of 7 to win the Sweet Life in February before going to Kentucky to run in the Bourbonnet Oaks on the all-weather surface. In steady training for the last month, Laura's Light is likely to be in the catbird seat behind the early pace setter, Parcours, in the first part of the race, and if able to show the late kick she put forth in the Sweet Life, she could go on in the late stages for her third stakes victory. Stella Starr rounds out the contenders. She won a Group 3 stakes in her native Ireland last October in the 4th start of her career, then was purchased by Hieronis Racing and sent to John Sadler. Given a few months to mature, Stella Starr made her North American debut in March in the China Doll Stakes, and after lagging back in 12th of 13 in the early stages, commenced a steady rally to finish second at the end, beaten just a half length. That effort earned her a 91 figure, equivalent to Parcours' 92 recently. More than decent enough that with logical improvement in her second start off the layoff, she could be rallying strongly under Santa Anita leading rider Flavian Pratt. In the Honeymoon Stakes, Race 7 at Santa Anita, Saturday, May 30th, post 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific. Win bet, Parcours, 3-2 or better. Exactus, Parcours, Laura's Light, and Stella Starr over Parcours, Laura's Light, Stella Starr, and we'll add Red Lark at 12-1. Trifecta Box. Box Parcours, Laura's Light, Stella Starr, and Red Lark. Two pick three tickets here to play. In race 7, play Parcours, Laura's Light, and Stella Starr. In race 8, Rational, Traffic Stopper, Tis a Unicorn, Rain Diva, and Sweet Honor. And in race 9, Capital Call, World Candy, Cosmo, and Rio Ocho. And then the second ticket, we're going to go a little deeper than the last leg. We're going to single Parcours in race 7. Rational, Traffic Stopper, Tis a Unicorn, Rain Diva, and Sweet Honor in race 8. And in race 9, Capital Call, World Candy, Cosmo, Rio Ocho, Reprobate, Talion, and Unusually Handsome. Optionally, you could play doubles from the horses in race 7 to race 8. There's some value there as well. Moving on to race 8 at Santa Anita on Saturday, May 30th, with a post of 7:08 Eastern, 4:08 Pacific. Rational and Tis Unicorn are first-time starters in a race in which mostly every horse that has run hasn't shown the physical or mental ability to win. Rain Diva has run and has a valid reason she can improve to win and rounds out the contenders. Traffic Stopper and Sweet Honor are just okay, but we can use them in pick threes. Going back to Rational, she opens at 10 to 1 because she's a first-time starter. There's nothing special about her breeding, but she's been working consistently for her debut. The main reason I'm looking to take a shot is because her veteran trainer, Hector Palma, pops with this kind, particularly with jockey Flores aboard. In the last year, they've won 3 times and finished second once in 13 starts together with first-time starters at odds of 3 to 1, 17 to 1, and 34 to 1. Basically, there's nothing the public knew about 2 of the 3 winners, but still, the horse has won. And so in case this gal, Rational, is live, first time out, in a pretty weak $50,000 cowbred maiden claimer, I want to have a ticket on her. Tis a Unicorn opens at 10 to 1, mostly because Pratt rides for Baltus, I should say, 4 to 1. The sire's only first-time starter in a dirt sprint to date won first out, and the dam has thrown a first-out winner as well. The jockey-trainer combo has won a solid 30 races from 108 together in the past 17 months. Another signal, Tizzy Unicorn could be live. Rain Diva takes the biggest drop in racing into a maiden claimer for the first time. She finished 4th and 5th, not too bad, in her 2 starts to date, and by default should run a lot better, not to mention Trainer Glad has a really good record, having won with 7 of his last 12 starters who have gone from maiden special to maiden claiming. In race days at Santa Anita with a post of 7:08 Eastern, 4:08 Pacific on Saturday, May 30th, I want to bet 2 of the 3 of these contenders, Rational, Tizzy Unicorn, and Rain Diva, which are at the highest odds of the three, at 4 to 1 or higher odds. I want to play an exacta of Rational, Tizzy Unicorn, and Rain Diva over Rational, Tizzy Unicorn, Rain Diva, Traffic Stopper, and Sweet Honor. And then I want to play the opposite of that, just for $1 probably. Rational, Tis a Unicorn, Rain Diva, Traffic Stopper, and Sweet Honor over Rational, Tis a Unicorn, and Rain Diva. We're going to go to Northern California next for a really good race, the Camilo Urso Stakes, race 8 at Golden Gate. Post 7:23 Eastern, 4:23 Pacific, and the reason I like this race is there's 14 turf sprinters lined up for the superb betting race. If the field goes as is, there's going to be a sizzling pace duel between I'm a Happy Cat and Red Livy. Neither will be able to get out of each other's way, and they both need the lead types. I can't find a race either ran in the past year that they won, which they didn't lead from start to finish, and they're both capable of going sub-22 early. So I really hope neither scratches, and that sets up for some closers. If, however, only one of them scratches, the other must be added as a contender for all wagers involving this race. As it stands, Left Alone looks best suited to pick up the pieces after the pace setters melt down. Her 0-for-7 record on turf is a little relevant, as all but one of those took place more than a year ago. She's a totally different horse now. Coming back for 3 months off, she put in a sensational 46.6 best of 67 half-mile work to show she's fit, and she won 2 in a row before the short break, both sitting off some hot speed types. Jockey Anton Georgi has been aboard for her last 4 wins and knows how to get her to relax early and storm home late. Fantasy Heat has a big edge in the representative race department as she's won 3 of 4 at this 5-furlong turf trip. She's close from as far back as 7th. There's no concern about coming back for an 8-month layoff as she won at the distance in her career debut. Like Left Alone, Fantasy Heat put in a strong half-mile drill, and Alvarado riding for the first time is fine because he's one of the top 2 jockeys in the colony at this short distance, 5 to 5.5 on the grass. Stormy Lamy and Lady and Tomlin are the other 2 contenders, both with slight knocks but still every right to run well enough to win. Stormy Lady won 2 races at 5.5 on the grass at Santa Anita in January and March, although she was disqualified from one of them for interference. She also won at the 5-furlong turf trip last December at Del Mar. She put in a sharp half-mile workout the same day Fantasy Heat did before shipping from Southern Cal, and her best race can win. Tomlin has only run on grass once and finished 3rd, that effort coming in a rout. She's a better sprinter, though, and should transfer her all-weather form to grass, having won the Golden Gate debutante as a 2-year-old on the main track at Golden Gate in the fall of 2018, and she won on March 1st, 1 before last, also on the main track. She was out of her element on conventional dirt in the Grade 3 Desert Stormer at Santa Anita last out 13 days ago, and she can rebound to the form shown in that race on 3-1, where she beat 3 of the horses in this race. In the Camilla Urso Stakes, race 8 at Golden Gate on Saturday, May 30th, with a post of 7:23 Eastern, 4:23 Pacific. Win bet, Let Alone, 2 to 1 or higher. Then we can look to make a second win bet on one of the other three, Fantasy Heat, Storming Lady, and Tomlin, which go to post at the highest odds and at least 7-2 or higher. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool that allows you to set how much you want to bet or how much you want to win. Allocates your money based on that and the odds to help you make a profit. Does all the math for you. And there's a totally free Dutching tool at AmWager, among many other perks. And don't forget, you can also get the written version of this podcast, the Key Racing Bet blog, at amwager.com, amwager.com. Please check them out. For the exacta in the Camilla Urso, we'll do a exacta and trifecta box of the four contenders, Left Alone, Fantasy Heat, Storming Lady, and Tomlin. It's 14-horse field, so taking four is certainly not a bad bet. Moving back to Santa Anita for the ninth race with a post of 7:38 Eastern, 4:38 Pacific. Rio Ocho makes his debut in the U.S. in this 9-furlong straight maiden race following a short layoff since February, which is of no concern because of the likely slow pace in this kind of race. He finished second, beat just a half a length in a 14-horse field in his debut, and was purchased by Red Baron's Barn and sent to Jeff Mullen since then. The works have been steady. Pratt getting on is a huge signal. This horse can run, particularly as getting Lasix for the first time, and he's an import running in a straight maiden race. Stats Race Lens let me test a number of theories I've accumulated over the years, and many involve horses making their U.S. starts on turf on Lasix. Most don't show a high win percentage or a profit, but this one, horses making their U.S. debut in straight maiden races on Lasix, on small numbers, does just that year after year. In the last 12 months, it's 7-for-30 with a nearly 100% profit betting all 30 of those horses. So although 7-2 odds may not be that great, they're good enough for me. World Candy could try to take the field wire to wire, stretching out off his turf debut in a sprint last time out, in which he pushed a hot pace before tiring to fourth. He's worked well, and given his breeding, should run better around two turns. Cosmo finished well for second of eight when blinkers were added last time out at this 9-furlong trip, and would be no surprise taking another step forward. And Capital Call rallied from 11th to 3rd in a big effort, his best yet, just 2 weeks ago. Smith chooses to ride back in the nightcap and after never riding him before, so I think this colt might break his maiden today, if not soon. Reprobate, Italian, and Unusually Handsome are all have a shot to hit the board, but since one of the pick three tickets we played in the seventh race, Single Parkour, that provides the opportunity to throw them in and cover if they should win. In race 9 at Santa Anita on Saturday, May 30th, with a post of 7:38 Eastern, 4:38 Pacific, bet Rio Ocho to win at 5-2 or higher. Among World Candy, Cosmo, and Capital Call, I'd bet one of those three at the highest odds to win as well, with a minimum of 7-2. And again, when making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool to allocate your money. Does the math, helps you out, one of many great perks at AmWager.com. I hope you enjoyed this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Let's make some money. Check out AmWager.com. We'll talk to you next week.